USA Radio News with Mike Fortier.
Good news as COVID cases across the U.S. drop and vaccinations rise. Health officials not ready to celebrate, though. Dr. Anthony Fauci on ABC's Good Morning America Saturday.
The cases right now are the lowest they've been in quite a while, but we still have a ways to go. We really want to get more than 70% of the population vaccinated. The goal is by July 4th, but we want to even surpass that.
Meanwhile, British health officials Saturday revealed the Pfizer shot is 88% effective against symptomatic disease from the Indian variant. A plan in the works to upgrade roads and bridges across the country. A Senate committee Saturday approving a more than $300 billion transportation bill. The bill also includes money for alternative fuel and charging stations. A reprieve for over 50,000 Haitian immigrants worried about having to go back to their native country. The Department of Homeland Security Friday extending temporary protected status another 18 months. Recent arrivals not covered by the original TPS can also apply for the status. This is USA Radio News.
If cancel culture and censorship continue at their current pace, there will be nothing left of the truth. The Epoch Times was founded to keep truth alive. We ask the questions we think you'd ask. We check facts without regard to any political agenda. No one tells us what to cover or how to cover it. We have a special trial subscription offer right now. 1 month of the Epoch Times and total access to our amazing online content for just $1. You'll find it at TrustedNewspaper.com. 1 month, $1. TrustedNewspaper.com.
The MyPillow Premium Pillow Special continues at MyPillow.com. If you go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, use my promo code USA. You can get a standard or queen-size premium MyPillow for $29.98. That's a $40 savings. King-size, only $5 more. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Square, use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175.
Egypt now working to strengthen a tenuous ceasefire between Israel and Hamas. The two sides agreeing to the ceasefire Friday after 11 days of deadly violence. Over 200 people killed, most of them in Gaza. Texas Republican Congressman Ronnie Jackson wants President Biden to put more pressure on Iran to stop funding Hamas's military operations. Jackson on One America News recently questioning Biden's negotiating skills.
We're not leveraging, we're not starting from a position of power in our negotiation.
Egyptian negotiators meeting with reps from both Israel and Hamas Saturday. Reuters reporting U.S. Secretary of State Tony Blinken will visit the area Wednesday. President Biden inviting George Floyd's family to the White House. The visit Tuesday will mark 1 year since Floyd's death in Minneapolis. Biden was hoping to get a police reform bill passed by Tuesday, but that appears unlikely. The bill named for Floyd passing the House, but not approved yet in the Senate. Meanwhile, the mother of another black man dying after a confrontation with police speaking out. Mona Hardin lost her son Ronald Green 2 years ago after a violent arrest in Louisiana. Body camera video released last week by Louisiana State Police. Green's mother tells CNN Saturday the video is horrific and evil. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, and I want to tell you that arthritis is not a genetic thing. It's not a disease of aging. Neither is osteoporosis. Get a hold of my book. It's all in your head. It goes into the 25 different diseases you get when you have osteoporosis of the skull. These are all reversible. You take the Healthy Bone and Joint Pack, the MSM, vitamin D3, stay away from all the bad foods, including gluten, and guess what? You'll regrow all your bones, including your skull and your legs and your hips and everything else. Contact us at usaradiohealth.com. That's usaradiohealth.com.
Some countries worried about the new coronavirus variant from India. Here is Wendy King with more.
Germany is now banning travel from Britain due to concerns over a COVID-19 variant. A post on the German embassy's website said they were concerned about the variant from India. The embassy noted exceptions to the ban for German citizens and persons remaining in the airport transit area. Since March 30th, all plane travelers to Germany have to present a negative COVID-19 test taken up to 2 days prior to departure. The World Health Organization has called it a variant of concern since it may be more transmissible and resistant to vaccines. COVID-19 infections and deaths have surged in India, and the variant has spread to more than 50 countries since it was first discovered in October. According to Johns Hopkins University, Britain has more than 4.4 million COVID-19 deaths and the most deaths in Europe. From the USA Radio News Pacific Northwest Bureau, I'm Wendy King.
21 ultramarathoners dead in China. Here's Dan Naraki to explain what happened.
21 people participating in a cross-country ultramarathon in China have died. Severe weather moved into the area of the 100-kilometer mountain course, with some racers going missing in the freezing rain and hail. About 150 people were found safe, with several being treated for minor injuries, while 8 remain hospitalized. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
For USA Radio News, I'm Mike Fortier.